Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is Mount Rushmore week. Coming up at 2:30, or rather 3:30, Jack will present his first Mount Rushmore of Mount Rushmore week, and it will be the Mount Rushmore of Elliot Takes.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a weekly top five.
Well, you keep updating your resume.
I'm trying.
Yesterday, my friend Ange texted me and told me that your cheesesteak take, that it is better on a wrap than a roll, should have you suspended for a week from the radio station.
I mean, has she had a cheesesteak on a wrap?
It's a he.
Angelo Castaldi.
It was not Angelo.
I thought you meant like Ange.
No.
Has he had a cheesesteak on
a wrap? I'm sure he has. A big eater. Big food guy.
Well, I'd be curious to know if he has before he gave an opinion on it.
It is Tuesday at 3 o'clock, which means Tuesdays with Elliot. The Eagles did practice today. Elliot was there. We will get what happened. But first, it is, as I said, Mount Rushmore week, Elliot.
Yes.
We did reveal the official Phillies Mount Rushmore of staff voting and listener voting. Mike Schmidt, Chase Utley, Jimmy Rollins, Steve Carlton.
Dude, Steve Carlton getting on after all I took last year for putting him on mine.
That is
pretty
not
insane.
What you did.
Like, I put him on, you would have thought I put Matt Geiger on this.
That is not what happened.
You are doing a bit now. No, you're normally not doing a bit. It wasn't that you put Steve Carlton on, it was that you kept Mike Schmidt off.
Well, I think you should have a pitcher represented on the Mount Rushmore.
Well, you keep changing your qualifications.
That's exactly what I said last year. Yes, I said you should have a pitcher represented on the Mount Rushmore.
And you had three players from the 08 team.
Correct, because it's the best run in franchise history.
Okay.
Well, even though they won it.
I mean, it's no better than the 80 run.
It's 77-83. They made two World Series and also won 100-plus games.
Did they go back-to-back?
But they went to
two World Series. No, they didn't go back-to-back. So they went back-to-back.
What's the difference between taking 1 year off, 2 years off?
What's harder, going back-to-back or going twice in 3 years?
They lost the second year.
I know. They lost the second time in after 82.
Yes. Elliot.
They did.
Elliot.
I mean, honestly, what's harder, going back-to-back or going twice
in
3 years?
Elliot, what's your Phillies Mount Rushmore?
What do you got?
I think you'll be happy to hear you all successfully bullied me, and Mike Schmidt is on my Mount Rushmore.
Will you just admit he should be on it?
Yes. Again, I've never... It's not an anti-Mike Schmidt thing.
Well, not at all. Nope.
I think the 08 triplets, if you want to call them that, like, can't be separated. So I have Howard, Rollins, Utley, and Schmidt.
I just put Hamill.
Wait a minute. You took Carlton off?
Yes.
Yeah, you're a moron.
Yes, because I didn't feel like dealing with everyone being like, how could you have Carlton on
Carlton
again?
Was a better pitcher than Hamels.
I don't have Hamels on
there. Oh, you have Howard.
Howard.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, but even...
I have the three from 08, and I have Schmidt to make everybody happy.
He did it wrong again.
Of course he did it wrong.
I don't think I did it. This is exactly what you wanted last year.
You got to take one of the 08 guys.
No, I'm not taking one of the 08 guys.
Well, then it's wrong. It's wrong. Right.
Yes, don't let him bully you.
08's the best stretch in franchise history.
It's no different than the 80s stretch.
Again, I think it is because it is. They went back to back. And would you say the 2011 team, arguably the best team in franchise history?
Most wins,
elite pitching staff, like had all the guys on it.
They were fraudulent though. Like the offense died and the bullpen was horrible.
Well, you have some, talk about the offense dying. You have Bryce on yours, so I don't know. You know,
have you seen his last 20 games?
Yeah, and they're 10-11 in those games.
Now we're doing first baseman win loss stats.
Well, everyone does it for Schwarber. Every time he wins, it's like you have to pay him.
That's at the leadoff position, which is the argument.
Well, I've always said he should hit leadoff.
So you say a pitcher has to be on the Mount Rushmore, right?
I believe that, but honestly,
but also if Hamels also is not on your Mount Rushmore.
All you got the kerfuffle I caused last year by not putting Schmidt on.
Wait a minute, didn't Hamels win World Series MVP?
Again, this is very simple. I think the three of Howard, Rollins, and Utley have to be on. Like that's where it starts. You put
even
those
the World Series MVP. Like, he won the World Series MVP.
And LCS MVP.
I agree.
You bring that up for other people.
He's definitely in, yeah.
Okay.
And by the way, you want to talk about hypocrisy?
Yeah.
You have Zach Wheeler, if I'm not mistaken, number one on your list of Philly athletes. But you don't think pitchers should win MVP.
No.
And you don't think DHs should win MVP.
No.
But you think the best athlete in the city, you're okay with him only playing one every 5 days.
Yes.
But when it comes to awards and stuff, then that's a problem.
Yes, because it's not the most valuable Philadelphia athlete.
But that is part of it.
No. See, you can say it's part of it.
Well,
I said it is best.
Like,
so Zach Wheeler as a pitcher, which is important, just not as important as an everyday player, I do not believe should win MVP. But could that person be the best athlete in Philadelphia? Yes.
Right, but when you take the best athletes, I think you have to consider their importance to the team. Joel is clearly, during his stretch, was probably more important to the team than any other Philly athlete in the city.
Yes.
And he deserved extra credit for that.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is, Jalen, why I had him number one, is because of his importance and the responsibility he has. What you're saying by not giving Schwarber MVP or saying the pitcher shouldn't win it is, I think that's counter...
Nothing to do with DH. The DH MVP argument is a separate argument. I've always been that way. I don't like
you
the
have
DH.
Been. I respect your consistency
yes,
on that.
And I don't have Schwarber number two in Philadelphia or anything
right,
like that.
I had him five.
By the way, I think
I had him higher on my list than Bryce.
Me too.
Okay. Are we done with the Phillies thing or do we
you brought it up? I do have a Schwarber opinion.
Okay.
Get it in there.
Yeah, what do you got on
Schwarber should be able to win MVP?
Yeah, sure. Okay. But like two things on Schwarber. One, I think this year is way more special than Bryce's MVP year. Point blank.
Way more.
Yeah. I don't even remember Bryce's
MVP year.
Yes.
Well, because you guys are frauds.
Like it really puts into perspective how forgettable that MVP was.
Sure.
But the second one is
that's a little rough, but
this is obviously a super impressive year from Schwarber. I don't think it's a slam dunk they should re-sign him the way people make it out to be. I get the emotional part of it.
215.
But I agree with you. But like this, how we all feel now could not be how we feel in October. He's on the older side. Like, I don't know.
Isn't he younger than Bryce?
I think they're the same age, right? You're paying top dollar for him. You're not getting him on any type of discount. You're supposed to pay for future production, not how exciting his last year was. Like, everyone, I think, I get the excitement, it's fun, but I think people could feel differently soon.
Let me tell you
And
this.
I would not extend him right now, I'll tell you that. Like,
no,
point blank.
They won't.
Yeah.
They won't.
Let me tell you this. I love all three of y'all.
Yeah.
But this three-man weave I have to do with you three when it comes to these teams. Now, you want to sabotage the Philly success moving forward. Because
what success? They got knocked out in the first round last year.
I understand that. Yeah. My point is taking a guy of this caliber off the team. If this was an Eagle, you'd be saying they need to re-sign him tomorrow.
I don't think I would.
Oh, my goodness.
So here's what I would say about Schwarber.
You wanted Brandon back, and he's 38.
If I could only keep Brandon.
Graham.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because Brandon Graham costs like $3 million. Schwarber.
I'm just saying, though, when a player is playing well, you're in favor of the Eagles getting that guy locked up and signing him.
Yeah.
A guy like Kyle Schwarber having this caliber of a season, and you're okay with him leaving while the Phillies haven't fulfilled a championship run yet. How is that possible?
Because if they don't do it this year, the window is shut on this core. If they flame out again in the playoffs and the bats go cold, we have to be honest that this team is not winning it, right?
I disagree.
And also, with Schwarber, if you could tell me I could keep one player on the Phillies, non-pitcher, It would probably be Schwarber from the current group, but that's not the situation we're in. Like, Harper and Turner are under contract, so you have to recommit to Schwarber for probably, at this point, maybe 4 years, potentially.
And you need to. You know why?
I don't think you need to.
Because you have no one to replace what he does.
I agree. He's critically important, but he's older, and I think the team is already...
Older.
He is, isn't he?
But he's not old.
I don't... I mean, how
old is he? He's also going to age pretty 32. Well if he's playing DH.
Maybe.
He's getting better with age. I mean, like, these guys do hit.
I don't get why everybody's so quick to double down on a team that's been disappointing in the playoffs. So we'll see what
they're
going to
let other players go. You can still keep the good players.
What players are they going to let go?
Well, like, I think Cassian's probably gone after the year. I think, like, JT could be gone.
But again, it's not about whether or not, like, I want to keep Schwarber. It's about committing 3 to 4 years.
Yes.
Like, that is a massive commitment.
What's the alternative?
The alternative is you let him go, you shed salary, and you start the rebuild that they probably need. Or at least some type of rebuild.
You see that park down there?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I agree. Schwarber's
awesome. You think a rebuild is going to produce that?
You can't make decisions that way. You can't make decisions that way. You can't make decisions based off how good the crowd is.
They just did that.
And how's it worked out for him?
No, I'm talking about they just did that at the trade deadline. They made a decision to make sure they keep butts in the seats.
No,
so they held on to young talent.
Right, that's part of it. That's part of it. But I think they also did it to help this core win. Like that.
Those young players aren't going to help this core win. You just told me.
No, this year, I'm saying, this year's team. I'm saying they traded for Duran because they wanted to help this year's team.
That's
correct?
One player.
Yeah.
They decided not to go all in to get a bet. Because it would have cost them more.
Correct, yes.
It would have cost them more. They decided not to do that.
Correct.
So I'm saying those young players that they decided to hold on to aren't going to help this team win anything right now.
I agree. So but what I'm saying is, like, you talked about, did you see the park last night? And it's awesome when Schwarber hits those home runs and the videos are crazy. But you cannot make a $160 million decision for 4 years of this team or whatever it ends up costing to sign him based off of how electric the atmosphere is.
Oh, they do it all the time.
But I don't know if that's the best way to make a decision.
Well, if you're a businessman and you worry about who comes through the turnstiles, yeah, having names that matter on the back of the jersey is what sells.
I agree with that.
Because when the team was in first place under Gabe in the September, they were still averaging about 20,000 fans down there.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the air. We were talking about it. Nobody cared.
Right.
Because they were being led by Rhys Hoskins was their best player, or Odubel Herrera, or whoever it was. You got actual names that matter now. So it does matter about keeping those guys in pinstripes. To me, it's a terrible signal that you're giving to your fan base when you allow a guy like Cal Schwarber to walk. What are you saying to the fan base? That next year doesn't matter? We're rebuilding because Trey Turner and Bryce Harper is going to lead us now?
So what if they lose in the first round and the bats go cold again? Like, how do we feel about this group
I'm already prepared for that because Dave Dombrowski didn't do anything to help the offense.
Well, but there's still guys on the offense. Bryce, Trey, Schwarber. I mean, Schwarber.
You asked me about the bats going cold,
no,
so I'm telling you that's not going to surprise me.
So if Schwarber has a bad first round, are we all still, like, sign the check, pay him whatever?
Yes.
Okay, see, that's where I guess I differ. Like,
you know why? Because
if I watch
a five-game series doesn't outweigh what I would just watch for 160 games.
But I think a five-game series does outweigh holistically with this team. Now, Schwarber's season is definitely special. I'm not diminishing what he's doing. But this Phillies team has been really good, and they've gone cold in the playoffs, and I think that has to change how you view. I've seen Sixers teams that have been great in the regular season. They lose in the playoffs, and that's all that matters. Like, what you do in the postseason matters more. And if they flame out again, yes, it's going to hurt emotionally for Schwarber to leave, but I think they have to do what would be smart
for
the
team. Is it easier to win in a postseason in baseball or basketball?
I think it's different, but I'd say I get your point. Greater teams win in basketball because it's best of seven. Like, I get all that.
It's easier to win in basketball.
I think it's just different because it is harder. You have to win 28 games to win that's not right. You have to win whatever.
16.
Right. Best of seven the whole way. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's more of a gruel. It's more of a
grind.
A grind. Gruel.
Yeah.
Gruel is correct. Is that not right?
No.
All right, it's more of a grind.
Yeah. You say it's more grueling.
More
I've never heard gruel.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
That's why I talk.
Yeah. I got mine out of the way.
Yeah. Are you agreement
with him? Yes,
okay.
I'm good.
Right. Yeah.
Do I hear what Eagles point he brings up?
My guess is that Schwarber costs less than everybody's thinking, and it'll be fine. That would be my gut.
Well, then we're all happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, when the back's
Elliot gets to save money, and I get to keep Schwarber.
Well, I Yeah, all right.
We'll Spike agrees with me. I can
tell. Well, because he's ready to let Schwarber walk.
No. What I'm saying is...
Doesn't want him to have an MVP.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I don't want... Oh,
didn't think it was important.
That's not... Wait a minute. Hold on.
Didn't think it was important.
Hold on. Not what I said. By the way, Schwarber...
Only Zach Wheeler can play once every 5 days and be considered...
Well, that's what he's doing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, only he can do one
every 5 days. Yeah. What about that, Spike?
What about it?
Yeah, he pitches once every 5 days.
That's what pitchers do.
No, but I'm saying, though, you still don't...
I wouldn't give him the MVP either.
But the pitchers have won it.
Yes, but I wouldn't. I'm talking about
a closer in there who won an MVP.
Well, that's insane.
Who won MVP?
I think Dennis Eckersley.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Jim Constandi in the 1950 Phillies won NL MVP as a reliever.
Would you guys be
and he's
sad?
Not on the Wall of Fame, but Ed Wade is.
Would you guys be sad at all if Schwarber broke Howard's record?
Nah,
it'd be cool.
Yeah? Oh, I think it'd be. I think it's one of the first times in my life where I'm like, looking at the older athletes.
Yeah, because you hate the Phillies. I know.
I'm rooting for...
You're propping up the Eagles. You're tearing down the
Phillies.
The Eagles
are
way
better than the Phillies.
You know that they're coming for
that ass. But they are, so...
How is... do you want to do Jalen's day at camp, or do you want to do Corian Bennett first?
The new
Let's get Ben out of the way first. Right.
Yes. Corey in Florida?
I thought you were saying a caller at first. No. Corey from Bennett.
No.
Yeah.
Corey Bennett.
Corey and Bennett.
Corey and Bennett.
Is, yeah. Oh, is it and Bennett?
Yeah, Corey and Bennett.
Oh, God, these names.
Sorry. Yep. Yep.
I know.
I haven't even got Johan down yet.
Yeah, nope.
Johan Duran?
Johan.
Johan Duran.
Johan Duran.
Yeah.
That rhymes at least.
Duran.
Yeah. they trade Thomas Booker for Jacorian Bennett. Jacorian Bennett, a cornerback from the Raiders.
Yes.
Tell us about this trade, why you think it happened. And
oh,
what
it's
you
Jacorian.
Yeah, that's what I said.
No, I thought you were saying in Bennett.
Oh,
yeah,
that's what I thought it was
saying.
A call.
Yeah, yeah, that's Jacorian, what I thought you were saying.
Jacorian.
Jacorian Bennett. Bennett.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Everything is hard.
Like... It's a good use of that one. So why do you think it happened? And tell us about Bennett.
So Bennett, to me, is kind of this year's Isaiah Rodgers. Isaiah Rodgers, when they picked him up from the Colts, had played, I think it was 2 years, maybe 1 year, and had really good advanced numbers. Like, he was an underrated guy that the analytics, for lack of a better term, community liked because he had good advanced numbers. That is who Bennett is to me. Bennett has played 2 years in the NFL. He had a shoulder injury last year, so he missed half the year. But when he played last year, quarterbacks targeting him had the fourth lowest passer rating in the NFL, like right up there with guys like Patrick Surtain. So small sample size. Isaiah Rodgers also had really good advanced numbers and coverage when he was with the Colts before the Eagles got him. So that's the profile of the player. He's 5'11". He's played exclusively on the outside, both in college and in the pros. So he has the physical makeup that you would think he would play inside, but he's only played on the outside. So we'll see where they project him, but he is an outside guy. So in terms of why they made the trade, I think it's to compete with Keeley and Adoree for the starting job. And
they must not be super confident with what they're seeing out of either guy.
Agreed.
Right? Because Booker played last year. I mean, he was a not an important player, but
he was part of the rotation.
He was part of the rotation.
Yeah,
he was a real player.
Booker probably wasn't going to make the team, but he was not a throwaway guy they were going to cut. I mean, he would have been here till the end, maybe been back on the practice squad. And so from that perspective, I will say it means Gabe Hall is probably making the team. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, Gabe? I'm guessing you guys don't want to hear all about him.
No.
But I think it's good for him. And then in terms of the cornerback position, yeah, I mean, Vic said yesterday that neither player is separating themselves. It's very close. And I don't think they trade for this guy if they're not open to him winning the job. So I think at this point, if I had to put the odds, like, they'd all have an even odd. Keeley, Adoree, and this new guy.
As Jacorian Bennett, as being the starter.
As being winning the job, correct.
Yeah. Yeah. One thing I like that they did is they did this now rather than later.
And that's telling, too.
Yes.
Like, when they did it.
They saw him, and they're like, we need another guy in there.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, the other thing, too, is would they trade Keeley? Like, it's something I've been thinking about today.
Trading for what?
I mean,
if he's not
going to
be the starting
corner, I meant trading to get what?
No, like, I don't know. Like, you'd probably get another guy
player
on a roster
player.
Similar,
yeah.
Where maybe he has a high upside but hasn't met it.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Especially if you got a guy, if you know you're going to wind up releasing Keeley, and there's a player that you don't want to hit the open market, so what you do is you
like
call that team.
Yeah,
you call that team and say, you know, I know you guys going to release him, okay.
Right, just swap.
Swap,
now,
yeah.
The thing Keeley has going for him is he played the most special team snaps on the team last year. So they could just value him that way. But if Adoree's going to be the backup and this Bennett guy wins the job, I don't know what Keeley's future is with the team.
Well,
so maybe they'd sell some high is not a great term, but sell somewhat high on him when they could.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't see this trade. If I was Keeley Ringo, I wouldn't see this trade and be like, oh, my camp's
going
great.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Welcome to the room.
Right.
Yeah. A young, especially the player's young, player they traded for.
And I think
they came out together.
I think drafted one pick before Keeley.
Yeah. That's what I saw, yeah. Mm-hmm. So they were in the same draft. They were probably at the combine together. Where'd this kid go to school at?
Maryland, I think.
Yeah, he ain't playing.
Yeah, but I wonder if the Eagles traded up for Keeley being like, all right, we'll get one of these two.
Because
didn't they trade up to the second pick in the draft prior to the start of the draft, if I remember correctly?
I can't remember.
I don't know.
All right. I think so.
I think Vic said they did like him coming out
in
the draft. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This kid. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. He was at practice today.
Good players were. Yeah. Good
be a good player
for
us.
How's he look physically? Does he look like a good, stout corner?
He looks 5'11", I would say.
You know,
like, it wasn't like, oh, man, there's Bennett.
Right. Didn't stand out.
Right. And when you see Keeley, it's like,
yeah,
there's Keeley.
You guys are all sexed up on looking at Keeley. I hear the way you beat reporters
he's
talking
a big
about
guy,
Keeley.
Man. He's a big guy.
He's a big dude.
Yep. Big corner.
Stand up.
And finally, and we'll get to the Mount Rushmore next. What I would say about the Schwarber contract is that I think if somebody's willing to give him an outrageous contract, like, you could probably get a DH to hit you 35 home runs for 2 years.
Like, I don't, you're not getting Schwarber. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you on the fan base. They put themselves in, they're taking a chance with this, the chance that they're taking. But I also think maybe they're getting some of this performance because they took that chance. Mm-hmm. I think it's hard to separate those things. So, but I think they'll end up signing him anyway.
And
especially because John Middleton is so, like, conscious of...
Of course he is.
Well, he referenced a Twitter poll between Harper and Machado. So I think he's very aware of how the fans feel.
All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we'll find out how Jalen did today. And we will get to the very next Mount Rushmore week. Jack has the Mount Rushmore of Elliott takes coming up next.
Boy, are there a lot.
There's a lot.
How do you pick four?
How do you
It actually
them?
Is hard to narrow it down to four. I might have to lay them all on the line.
Yeah. It'll be like Ike's Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, and Ike Mount Rushmore with the seven heads on it.
I gave you four today.
Yes, you did. You did. We'll see what you do later.
That's true.
Yeah. Wait, which one do you have? Oh, 90 sitcoms.
Yeah, I have 90 sitcoms. Yes.
All right. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tuesdays with Elliot. Training camp is pretty much every day with Elliot, but Tuesdays with Elliot until 4 o'clock. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. The question, do you believe a DH should win MVP? 79.9% say yes. Before we get to the Mount Rushmore for this hour at 3:30, let's talk to Bam in Upper Darby. Bam, you're on WIP.
Yo, brother Spike, Ike, and Jackie Baseball. Hey, what's up, Elliot?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Hi, Bam.
What up, Bam?
Now, Bam, tennis is tomorrow between Jack and Joe, unless it's too hot, too cold, too cloudy, too
air
rainy.
Air quality's bad.
Air quality bad from the Canada fires, whatever the hell. As long as that doesn't happen, it is tomorrow at 11:30, FDR Park. By the way, if you're going to the Phillies game, might as well just stop by there first. The question is, Bam, will you be there again, and will you be wearing your cheerleader outfit that says Team Fritz on it?
I sure will, and I'm bringing my personal cheerleader, Lady T.
There we go.
Is she your cheerleader, or is she Jack's cheerleader?
Or is she just a cheerleader?
Yeah.
She's my cheerleader. She's my wife.
Oh. This is the first time we've ever heard.
Is she rooting for Fritz, too?
Yeah, she is.
There we go.
Wait, is this the first time we've heard about Bam's wife?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. She's right here. She's here, you guys.
Oh, hi. Can she go? Hi. Can she come on the air?
Yeah, she's right here. Hey.
Hello, how you doing?
Oh.
You're right. Bam's wife?
Well, there's always a...
Mrs. Bam in Upper Darby?
Yes. Yeah. There's always a new wrinkle to you, Bam. What does your wife think about you wearing a cheerleader outfit?
She thinks I'm silly, she says.
Okay. That's a fair assessment, probably. But, so is it like a...
Oh, you don't wear
it?
Hold on, you don't wear it for her?
Sometimes.
Okay, there you go.
So, Bam.
But you got it last week at Party City.
Yeah, but okay, so here's a quick question. Bam, yeah. Party City, I believe, has been closed for 2 years.
I meant to change that. I meant to tell you I got it from Amazon.
Well, that is very different.
Way different than Party Central.
Yeah, one is Party going City. Into a store. Are you sure you got it from Amazon?
You sure did.
Okay.
You ordered it from
me. Okay. Okay. So we're going to see you tomorrow at tennis.
Yes. Okay. We will definitely be there.
Okay. And did you want to be in the Fantasy Football League?
I sure do.
Okay. Give us your sell. Why should we pick you?
Before I give my sell?
Yes.
I know you guys are doing Mount Rushmore this week, right?
Yes.
Hey, Elliot, you got to give Elliot a Mount Rushmore for it. You know, he loves to wear them soccer jerseys. Hey, Elliot, you need to do a Mount Rushmore for the Union, too.
I'm sure they would love to hear that.
Yeah, I would love to hear
the Bash and Lip, too.
Yeah,
of course.
He would definitely be on the Union Mount Rushmore.
Even Spike knows who he is.
Yeah. Well, and they traded him right when they were getting, they were really good. And then, well, they sold him, I think, right? Didn't they sell
Andre
him?
Andre Blake, yeah. It's called selling him.
Yeah. So, Bam, tell us why you should be in the Fantasy League.
Because I'm going to let Lady T do my draft for me.
Okay.
She's going to sit with me on draft night.
Okay.
And she's the best. I think she says she's a better drafter than I am.
Huh.
Will you wear the cheerleader outfit to Chickies and Pete's?
Of course.
All right.
This is intriguing.
Like my little brother, Fritz.
I know.
Spike.
Yes.
Before you let me go, I got to defend you.
Thank you.
I heard something on the Midday Show, right? This is a call-on-caller crime. I'm calling you out, Big V. You said you're not a fan of my big brother, Spike.
Oh, Big V? Yeah.
Don't disrespect my brother.
Oh, thank you, Bam. Thank you, Bam. I appreciate that. Yeah, there was a lot of disrespect, I guess, of me on the midday show today. First from Hugh saying,
I heard about
a bully.
The email.
Email
heard around
bully.
The world.
Yeah, it said thank you in it, said go birds in it, that he perceived as threatening.
Right.
I think anytime anybody gives Hugh a deadline, he perceives that as threatening. that would be my guess, is to do something by a certain time.
I feel pressured.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to pressure anybody, you know. Well, man, there's always a new layer to the Bam. We've never heard about Bam's wife before, have we?
No.
She was there.
Yeah.
He feels...
Well, she'll be there tomorrow, I guess.
He wants to open up to us a little more.
And the Party City, but actually it was Amazon. That is a very different experience, ordering it. Because he told us he went into Party City.
And they picked it out for him.
Yes.
Wow, that's a whole story.
Yeah, and there's no Amazon store.
No.
You can't just go to an Amazon store.
Yeah, he just ordered it.
Yeah, listen. Man. We'll see. Dude, we'll see. I don't know if it's all passing the smell test.
If he is at FDR Park in the cheerleader outfit, the guy's got to be in the fantasy league. He just has to. I'm sorry.
I agree.
All right.
Does he want to?
Yes.
That's what he said.
Yeah, he wants to be. Yeah, Lady T will draft for him. His wife. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right. It's Mount Rushmore week.
If he doesn't get to use his own eye test, how does he get to?
He's a stats guy.
She's picking the team, he said.
Yeah.
I know. So what is he contributing?
Vibes.
Yeah, he's vibes.
The years of calling in.
He's cheering. He's cheering. Cheering.
All right.
You know? Yeah, they have a different, you know.
Yes.
You know.
I'm just wondering, what is he getting out of fantasy, fantasy football, if he's not?
Dude.
Not watching the games? Yeah, I don't know.
Sounds like the cheerleader outfit.
It's not about what he's getting out of it. It is about what we are getting out
of
it.
Okay.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Yes. All right, yes.
All right. It's Mount Rushmore week, 30 past every hour, every week. Now, Jack has this hours.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show's Mount Rushmore week.
What a beautiful open.
Yes.
Did we get that yesterday?
No, but it's from last year. Yeah. That's not Buzz's fault.
Okay. Yeah, I'm like, did we get that yesterday?
It's still a great open, last though. Year.
God forbid we get a new one.
Yeah. The Eagle Screech is pretty good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So what I have for you is the Mount Rushmore of Elliot takes. Now, what I believe, these are the four that would be etched in stone in Mount Rushmore, but for the listening audience's pleasure, I created a second Mount Rushmore as well for my favorite Elliot takes.
Wow, so you have two Mount Rushmores.
I have two Mount Rushmores of Elliot takes.
All right.
Because there's enough to fill up two mountains.
Just say you're doing the top eight.
Thank you. On the Mount Rushmore of Elliot takes, number one, not the most votes, but one that is, he stands tall and fights to the death about. Every stadium should have a dome.
Oh, yeah. It's a horrible.
I mean, it's
that's
obvious.
A horrible take.
It's a horrible
Also, you just mentioned the tennis thing. If this was planned indoors, tennis would have already been played.
Yes, but we could have played tennis indoors. Tennis is not football.
Right,
tennis
but
is
when
not
you
played,
play it indoors, you don't have to worry about the weather.
Yes, but tennis is not played in bad weather. Football is.
Because there's no dome. They don't have to play football in bad weather.
Yeah, but they do.
Because I mean, when it was invented, there were no domes.
Sports. What's that?
Because when it was invented, there were no domes.
But like
everyone
not,
says it's an outdoor sport. Everything was an outdoor sport thing at one point. We used to go to the bathroom outside. Doesn't mean we have to do that now. It's true.
Well, if you're on a golf course.
Yeah.
Well, what do you guys say
nature,
about that?
When nature calls.
Yeah. I may have video of that from one of us.
Yep.
Well, not me.
Yeah, nope, not you.
Okay, yeah.
No, not you.
Oh, I remember
who that was.
Yeah.
Second on the Mount Rushmore of Elliot takes is that he could luck into a home run.
Oh, yeah.
In Major League Baseball.
Yeah. And if we remember, I mean, that is your most famous tweet of all time, right?
It is. Yeah,
that,
I would
that,
say so.
It's bigger than Vonleh, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think Vonleh is just a Sixers thing. Everybody, I mean, it's, I know this probably makes you not happy, Jack, but luck into a home run's kind of like baseball vernacular now. Like, you see a lot of big accounts use it.
It's too big a word. What does it mean?
Like vernacular, it's part of the vernacular. Language. Part like of that, the language of baseball.
Yeah. Like that pitching ninja guy. He yes. always is like, oh, you could luck into a home run. Whenever and someone throws a fast pitch, as if I was unaware how.
Now, did you just write a book?
Yeah. I didn't use vernacular.
Well,
yeah.
Look, all the words in Jack's book are four letters or less.
Well, again, Joe Stein.
A lot of ands and thes in the book.
And then. Well, no, it's funny. So Jill like, started reading through it a little bit. And she's like, ah, it was actually, like, you know, good.
I was
like,
shocked.
Like, what do you think I was doing down there? Typing with one finger?
So she read the final copy? She didn't read, like...
Throughout? No.
Well, yeah. I got an early version of it. Let's just say there was a lot of red on the version I got. I got a PDF when we had him on the podcast. I said, could you send me the book? And I looked at it, and I was like, it almost gave me a stroke. There was so much red on the page.
The fills are red.
Yeah, okay.
Dude. What do you guys say about that?
So, by the way, your tweet was that you could rush for 1 yard?
I could score a touchdown in football.
You could,
I could
yeah.
score in basketball. I could luck into a home run in baseball, but I could never score a goal in hockey.
Okay.
And I still think that'd be the hardest to do.
Okay.
Even if you just like were in front of the net.
Everyone
and
says
then you
it. So
like
just stand in front of the net and have it deflect off you. Like, hey, how am I getting in front of the net without
you're
someone knocking
there.
Me over? And also if
skating, he's playing soccer.
No, this is hockey.
Oh, hockey.
And if the puck hits me, why do you think the puck's deflecting off me? That puck is just going down and I'm falling.
Like, I'm trying to think what I think the most likely is. And
it's definitely football.
Yeah, it's probably get the yard.
Yeah, one yard.
Push
yeah.
to
yeah.
push.
Now,
push.
Basketball. Yeah, tush, push.
Yeah.
Basketball.
I could just throw it up
from half court.
Against who? NBA players?
Yeah, NBA
you got
players.
No shot at scoring.
I could just throw it up from half court a bunch of times.
Well, how many?
I don't mean it's going in.
I agree.
How many times
I would need
are you
a bunch
getting the ball?
Well, if the objective of the game was to get me to score, like, I'm not going to pass it to other people.
Well, that's not
or
the objective
argue,
of these.
But
things.
You could also argue in a basketball game they're not going to cover me.
Let me just say
so
this.
I might get wide open looks.
Have you been on an NBA court?
Yes, like not against NBA players, but
really?
Yeah.
My point is that you're saying from half court. Spike could tell you, you're not shooting from half court. So you have to literally throw the ball with one hand. How are you getting the ball to the rim from half court?
Well, A, I'm stronger than Spike, as we illustrated.
No, you cheated.
As we illustrated.
I would love my...
with the arm wrestling.
Give me a rematch.
I'm even stronger now than I was
get the ball to the rim from half court.
Give me a rematch when one of us is not holding on with their
other hand. It would take all my strength.
You're like 5'2".
Nah, I'm like 5'9", but 5'8"-ish. Regardless, it doesn't matter.
All I'm saying is
on the NBA court, it would matter.
It doesn't matter if I'm 6 foot or 5'9" when I'm throwing the ball up from half court. No, it's about muscle.
If you're telling me that no one's guarding you,
yeah,
and
no one's guarding me.
Okay, well, yeah. that's different than playing.
Why would they guard me? That's the
point.
Well,
in today's NBA, because they actually do guard people when you cross.
The other thing is, they're not going to be like worried about me in the corner.
But think about this, Elliot. They could take the ball from you so easily.
Yes. Maybe.
You would look like...
You can't dribble.
I actually am a very good dribbler. What it's worth.
For what it's worth,
they used to call me the professor back in middle school from And One. It's exactly right.
I know who you're talking about. They don't, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, so I could dribble pretty well.
Okay, well, we need to see an Elliot dribbling drill.
I need to see this, yes.
By the way, at Fritz to Camera 5.
Basketball? Yeah.
If you give me a dribbling drill, you may be able to convince me you could get the ball to the rim from half court. Because as of right now, I don't believe you could.
And the other thing is, you would 500 pitches. You're not hitting a home run.
No, you're not hitting a home run.
It would take more, I agree.
It would
take you to hit the ball from second base to the outfield.
So I was thinking about this with Johan Duran, right?
Right. Johan
Duran. That
you said he's hittable?
No. It would be really hard to hit him, but I think he's a good example of what I'm talking about, where if I connected, he's throwing it so hard that would help project it.
But you wouldn't connect. And think about
it. But if I did,
here's the thing.
That's what I'm saying, luck.
Elliot, he has allowed one home run this year. To major league hitters.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I could do it.
Connecting. Like, yeah. You can't stand in a batter's box.
It would be scary. I agree.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're scared of rain.
That's different. That's about property value.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
All I'm saying is that you doing the tush push would be like Kenny Pickett.
Yes.
Now you can get in there.
Yeah.
You can get in on the tush push. I'll give you that one. Yeah. I'll give you that one.
So we're saying those touchdowns are so easy Elliot could score them. Okay.
Interesting.
Next. Oh,
wow. Put that on the record.
Yep.
Tweet that up. Put
we're
that video up.
We're not getting through
up.
All 8 of these.
Yeah, no, we're not.
I'll stop.
So obviously also on your Mount Rushmore is that players should be able to bet on themselves.
Yeah.
Also a bad one.
We don't need to go through it. Everyone disagrees.
Yeah.
And fourth on the Mount Rushmore of Elliot takes, for me, is Queen Elizabeth is the most famous person in the history of the world.
Even though there's no way you could, if I gave you a picture of four old ladies, you would be guessing.
No,
as to
I would
which
definitely recognize
queen.
Who Queen Elizabeth is. 1,000%.
Yeah.
I like the royal family and like the history and stuff. We watch documentaries on it.
Okay.
You see these kilts he's wearing every day?
Well, kit. Kilt's a little different.
Kilt's skirt. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'm surprised there was pushback on that one, to be honest.
On what?
The queen being the most famous person
well,
in the world?
Well, it isn't, because again, as I've said again, if we went out, maybe in England, but if we went out on the street in Philadelphia and showed 500 people a picture of Taylor Swift and a picture of the queen, the number of people who would recognize Taylor Swift is much, much higher than the number of people that would
not
recognize the queen. And by the way, I could do that with Tiger Woods.
Beyonce.
I could do it with Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
I could do it with Michael Jackson. I could do it with like any number. I could probably come up with 50 people very easily that, and we could test.
Oh, Beyonce
now, if you're going outside 30th Street Station, maybe. But if you're going to everywhere.
Oh, why? You think they're dumb
here? You're talking about a current city where most of the population is probably going to be younger walking by. But if you go through the
any
whole
major
world,
city. Any major city, Africa,
I don't think that's true.
Spain, I'm telling you that more people that.
Yeah, I think you're wrong, though.
Yeah, well, so.
Michael Jordan is definitely more popular.
So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Okay, you're saying some cities it might be different. What do you think the ratio of people who would recognize Taylor Swift in Philadelphia, and you can pick the neighborhood. In fact, you could pick any
suburb.
Just
pick right outside.
Yes.
30th Street Station.
Then the ratio of people who recognize Taylor Swift, how many of 500, and then how many would look at a picture of the queen and say, that is the queen of England.
I think a lot of people would be like, that's the queen.
Okay, so what do you think the ratio would be? Because you're saying the most famous person of all time.
Right. Like you're saying out of the 500?
Yes, how many would know the queen? How many would know Taylor Swift?
I think all of them would know Taylor Swift.
Okay, so
probably.
500 of 500.
Yeah, and I think at 30th Street Station, maybe a little less would know the queen. But
maybe
I think,
a little less?
Yeah, a little less.
It would be 30
people. You're underestimating the queen.
She would be 30 people.
She was the ruler for like 80 years.
It would be 30 people. We have to do this. Can we send Buzz out to do this one day?
I know.
But please, I get to pick the picture of the queen.
But no,
she has
no
crown on.
No, because I could.
Well,
put,
then you can't put Taylor Swift on stage or whatever.
That's
it has
fine.
To be a headshot.
Fine, a headshot. But the truth is about the queen. I could put a picture of any old lady with a crown on, and they would say a queen. That's too deceptive.
She's the most famous person.
No,
in the world.
You're talking about her position was most famous. You are saying the person.
All right.
So all I'm saying is, if this is the most famous person of all time, I think my guess would be of 500 people. 450 would know Taylor Swift, and less than 30 would know the Queen.
Oh, no way. Easily over 250 with another queen. They just have to go the queen, right? Like, that's the queen.
I know we're not betting money. We could bet some humiliating thing. There is zero chance that 250 people are going to know the queen.
We'll see.
Okay.
Then the extra Mount Rushmore.
Okay. The second Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore. College athletes should be able to stay in college as long as they want.
Yes. Stupid take.
The highest grossing movie should win Best Picture.
I don't have a problem with it.
That's just a fact.
I don't agree with it, but I don't have a problem with it.
Who's the Academy to be like, this is the best movie when more people went and saw another movie?
Don't they have another category now, like blockbuster?
Yeah, they do
biggest movie of the year.
Should be Best Picture.
Okay.
Seems like you're an innovator with that.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you.
Queen has more hits than the Beatles.
They just don't.
So this, I'm viewing hits differently. Like, I agree, charts.
There's no way to view hits. There's only one way to view
hits. You're going to hear the Queen in bars and at stadiums way more than you're going to hear the Beatles, my point.
But that's a different thing that has more hits.
I guess.
I mean,
jock jams in your stadiums more, too.
More number one hits.
I know.
Top 10 hits. More album sales. Like,
yeah, but you never hear them other than commercials. The only time you ever hear the Beatles is honestly on, like, car commercials. You hear Queen at, like, bars, sporting events.
You're too old for this, brother. Like, as many of the bands that you're hearing at bars is, like, you're almost 40.
Well, no, but that is what I'm saying. Okay. Like, you talk about a hit, that's where you hear hit music.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No.
It's true.
And then the final one on the Mount Rushmore, the second Mount Rushmore belly takes, is that baseball should have 9 fielders, but also you're allowed to have 9 DHs.
I love this one. Like an offense and a defense. So, like, you would have 9 hitters and then 9 fielders, and you don't
completely
have
completely different. Like, correct. Yeah,
like
the
football,
guys play
like football.
Defense.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ike likes it. I can
no,
tell.
No, I hadn't even heard this one before. I think I missed out on this
one. I've never heard this one. I mean, I think it's dumb, too.
Is this something YouTube-y talk? I haven't heard this before.
Well, no, I did it when Rhys Hoskins tore his ACL. I said it was ridiculous he had to be out there playing defense.
Oh.
When he's just good at hitting. So I think you should do 9 hitters and 9 defenders, and that is how you should play baseball.
Well, what if you're good at both?
Then you could play both if you wanted. But you should have the ability to have 9 hitters. It's like how they're going to pretend Travis Hunter's good at offense and defense.
Oh,
so,
right. I forgot
so
about
they
this
can,
whole thing.
You know, do that. But 9 hitters, 9 defenders.
Okay. Before we.
He's special.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, we could do a third and
you
fourth.
You almost changed the whole game of baseball. That is completely changed.
We didn't even
the
put the cheesesteak one that happened yesterday.
Yeah. Seems the feedback on that wasn't good.
No.
I've heard. Yeah.
No.
I haven't read, but.
Yeah. Justin was
whenever
like.
It reaches my friend group, I can tell. It's,
Justin was like, do you think I could put that online? I was like, please, put it online. Yeah. Put it online. Put it online. Practice today. How did Jalen look today?
So today was a good example of why the training camp stats require context. So he was 12 of 20, 5 touchdowns and 1 interception. But I gave him a B+ on the day because I thought there were 3 throws that were really poor. But he also had some throws that were really special. Like, I thought his touchdown to Jahan Dotson today, there was pressure in his face. He backed up, threw it off his back foot, like 15 yards over the fingertips of a defender. Jahan Dotson back the end zone touchdown. He had a really nice throw to Devontae Smith down the right sideline, probably a 25-yard touchdown. It was Josh Uche in coverage who actually did a decent job, but still, that was a nice throw. He had one of the best throws I've seen.
Josh Uche on Devontae?
Yeah, that was a mismatch.
Yeah.
Not what the defense was going for.
I didn't realize what you said.
But Jalen recognized it, saw it, and got it to Devontae. And then he had a really nice throw to Saquon for a touchdown over the middle.
Glad he recognized Josh Uche on Devontae Smith.
That's that pre-snap ability.
I feel like I could have lucked into a touchdown pass on that one.
I don't think he could have thrown it like that. But Saquon Barkley, 10-yard touchdown over the middle. Like, he put some zip on it to get it through defenders. So those were nice. But then he had some throws that, you know, I dinged him heavily for it. Because,
well, not that heavily because you gave him a
B+.
Well,
it would have been an A+ day. So I docked him a whole letter grid.
Okay,
you got to
factor
that in, Spike.
So here's just one.
Well, can I? Do you want to describe the interception?
Sure.
Okay, so the first one, there was pressure in his face. Backed up, he was like backing up, threw it off his back foot, lofted it to the front of the end zone. Reed Blankenship picked it up easily. I thought it was a really bad throw. The other one, it was probably a 5-yard throw to Dallas Goedert. Keely Ringo.
Are you noticing what's happening here? By the way, Ike, the really bad throws don't count.
Yes.
Okay.
What are you talking about? They don't count. I just
gave him a
B+. Yes, B+. He had 1 interception and 5 touchdowns. So
here's my issue with this.
Okay.
And you know I'm a training camp stats guy.
I know you are.
Is that you're changing what you said at the beginning of camp. What you said at the beginning of camp is the ball should never touch the ground. And what you always bragged about, especially with last year that yes. came into this special year,
yes.
was that the ball never touched the ground. Now he's completing 12 of 20. He has thrown four interceptions already in camp.
No, I think it's three.
Three. Okay, yeah. Three interceptions in camp. You are continually noting bad throw here, bad throw here, bad throw here.
Yeah.
But you are grading him on a curve because what you're saying now is he's making big plays in camp. But what you said at the beginning is he reminds me of Tom Brady in
Correct.
The fact that it never touches the ground.
Correct.
So you're changing how you're
well,
grading
but you
him.
View it as changing. I'm just grading off what I'm seeing. Like both can be positive. You know, like you can get an A on something in a multitude of different ways.
It's just not what you said before. But
don't you see when there's five touchdowns that makes up a little bit for
well,
the
Well, when
incomplete?
They start at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, you should have a lot of touchdowns, and yes. he had a lot of touchdowns. That's okay. the point I'm making.
Okay.
Okay.
But he also had a bunch of bad throws.
Yeah, he had three bad throws
okay.
in 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's too many.
No, that's why I dinged him a full letter grade.
This sounds like a C day to me.
Okay, well... I was out there, and on the interception, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
He had another bad throw that I thought was honestly worse than the interception.
Oh, jeez,
do we have another one?
How many Mount Rushmores of bad throws
three.
Do we have?
There were three bad throws. That's what,
did y'all get you that remember. Clear? Ball never touches the
yes,
ground.
Yes, the ball,
I do.
The ball
I do,
is
yep,
hitting the ground. But
okay.
again,
this
you,
is 60%.
Dude,
in camp.
I gave him a D plus
it's
on Monday. I gave him a C minus the other day.
It's 60%
yes,
in camp.
But five touchdowns is five touchdowns. That matters when you're talking about the totality
he's
of the day.
Changing. He's changing.
I'm not changing.
So
changing.
Who picked that pass off?
So Reed Blankenship picked off one, and then the other one Keeley should have had. Keeley
no,
got
the one with Reed Blankenship. There was a little confusion.
So it was not Cooper, if that's what you're talking about.
So it wasn't Cooper.
I mean, who said it was Cooper? Devin, I heard on air, said it was Cooper.
I just saw tweets there.
Oh, we all look the same now?
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
I'm pretty sure it was Reed.
Okay. I'm with you. I'm just.
Yeah.
I was poking at you.
Yeah,
with that,
no.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure, right. It was Reed.
So B plus day.
All right. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. Comes out every single day and then one after practice. So there's a new
Already
one
out.
In your
yeah.
feed there. Elliot, thank you as always. Great
thank
job.
You.
Great job. Coming up, by the way, it's Mount Rushmore week. We have Ike's Mount Rushmore of 90s sitcoms coming up at 4:30.
Looking forward to it.
Coming up next, the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. 215-592-9494. Should Kyle Schwarber as a DH, that is the main thing today, be able to win the MVP. I say no DHs win the MVP, even though I love Kyle Schwarber. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores?
How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.